views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart. As a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, entertaining motivational speaker, and radio host, Artie has helped change the lives of thousands. He delivers spiritual messages with passion and humor. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. Call now, 1-800-930-2819, and get in the queue for your live on-air reading. Now, here's your host, Artie Hoffman.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back, I guess. Now, the reason why I said that is because it's been a couple of weeks and we switched our time and date. And, you know, we're all excited about, you know, Sky and I are all excited about being here with you again and, you know, talking about life, talking about spirituality and doing free readings for the public. And, you know, we love to do it. And, you know, it's great. And this week's topic is about, you know, making changes in your life to get what you want. You know, you got to do what's necessary to put you in a position for you to get what it is that you want in life. And too many people are waiting for the hands of God to come down to make changes for themselves. And it's not that simple. Prayers help. Prayers definitely help. So, but any case, I have my wonderful partner, Sky, here right now. Hey, Sky.
Hi, sweetie. So nice to be back with you as usual.
Yeah, a couple of weeks later, and we're back and rocking and rolling. And I had a really, really interesting situation happen to me. You know, my birthday was just July 4th.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And I still, I feel young. I feel great about, you know, how I feel and how I am and my energy and everything. I do. I feel really good. I now tell everybody I'm 30 years old with 23 years experience.
And you look marvelous.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that.
You too.
And, you know, I'm still physically good to, you know, to move and groove and do. And I really do. I was thanking God for feeling very blessed that I have my health. And that, you know, I feel young and I act young and I have fun. And I was telling everybody that I literally treat every day like it's my birthday. And I treat every day like it's a Saturday, even on a Monday or Tuesday. I do, because that's the way I chose to live my life, that great attitude. But God gave me an incredible gift this year. And the thing is, Hurricane Arthur came. Well, yeah, it started off as a tropical storm, then it built up to a hurricane. They named it Arthur, all right, along the East Coast. And it landed right around July 3rd, July 4th. And July 4th is my birthday. So I have Hurricane Arthur, a hurricane named after me, delivered on my birthday. So I don't know if this is a gift from God or a gift from my mother, but jokingly, I tell everybody, I am God's gift.
And he's not kidding. He calls me up in like this hysterical rage. You're never going to believe this. I'm having a hurricane on my birthday. And guess what? His name is Arthur. I'm so blessed. We're all batting down here trying to survive, and he's all happy.
Yeah. But actually, you know, we didn't get it too bad. Actually,
no.
You know, I was easy on the public. You know, like some other son of a guns, some other storms have been a lot more brutal than I was. I was kind to the public. But yeah, no, I really felt blessed. So, of course, everyone said, you know, of course I started playing the lottery. I'm trying to hit the lottery here, and I'm giving it my all. And hey, you got to put it out there. When God brings you a storm on your birthday, you have to play the lottery. Something's got to give, you know. So that's why, you know, for a long time I said every year is going to be my year. Every year I say this year is going to be my year. This year is going to be my year. But this year I really feel like we're going to be growing by leaps and bounds. I feel positive about that. I really do. And thank God prosperity has been gracious to me as far as with all my business endeavors. And also, so it's good. And Charity's enjoying, my wife Charity's enjoying Virginia Beach now with her daughter. And, you know, at a dance competition. And so I get to play bachelor for a few days. And she and my wife said, "You better not."
I was told to keep an eye on them.
So, but no, but it's all good. It's all good. And so, yeah. So anyway, so I'm really excited about being back here and being able to, you know, to hang time with Sky and to talk to you and to mention things about, you know, spirituality and stuff. So it's exciting. It is. I enjoy life, you know, to have a radio show.
We're blessed.
Yeah, we are.
We're very blessed.
We're very blessed. And it's a lot of fun. But, you know, the topic of our show is, again, learning to go after what it is you want. And it's about making changes. It's about making sacrifices. It's about taking risks financially or emotionally. And it doesn't have to be about business. You know, it could be about relationships. You know, so many people are codependent on their partners that even when it's toxic, even when they're in a relationship that's very toxic, they're afraid to leave. You know, or they say, oh, because of the kids or because of the finances or because, well, you know, you got to start working on a plan to get things going where you are not dependent on someone else to make your life, whether it be emotionally or physically.
Well, I'll let you know something. It's funny that you say all this because this morning I was listening to somebody on the radio and they were talking about the law of attraction. Now in the law of attraction, you do everything you can to put up pinup boards and you concentrate on what you want and you continually say, this is what I want in my mind. But he said something very, very logical. You can't sit there and just look at pinup boards and keep thinking in your head that this is going to happen without being proactive. You have to actually go out there and get it.
Right. Yeah. No, you're
right. You have to.
Absolutely.
You know, you say, I want to grow a batch of tomatoes. Well, if you look at the seeds and you don't plant them, you're never going to get your tomatoes.
Or if you want to work out and you want to have a really good body, it's great that you saved the money. It's great that you went out and got the weights. But guess what? You got to work out.
Oh, is that my problem?
That's a problem. There's that one catch. You actually have to go and work out and do something about it.
I knew something was wrong.
Doesn't that suck?
Yes, it does.
You got to actually do the work. And people say, no way, no way. And then a lot of times what is that, the thing that you're running on? The treadmill becomes people's laundry basket. They hang their laundry on it.
Yes.
It collects dust.
Shirts that you don't want to iron that come out of the dryer.
There you go. There you go.
I know all about that.
But exactly. No, but you really do. You have to do something about it. And, you know, if you don't know what your purpose is in life, then find out what your passion is in life. And when you go after what you're passionate about, then your purpose is going to come out of it. And it could be, and it doesn't have to necessarily be about work itself. It could be about, you know, whatever pleasure you enjoy doing in life, because there's a lot of people who make a living at, you know, things that have to do with pleasure. People who work at the golf course, people who work at the lake, people who work at bars. You know, if you like to be a social butterfly and you want to become a bartender, you know, there's a lot of different things, you know, that you can do. Work does not have to be work, you know.
That's true. And there is a saying that says, you will never work a day in your life
if you love
what you do.
Right.
And it's so true. I love what I do. I never work a day in my life. I love it. Love it.
The only thing I would say my biggest problem at doing my jobs, you know, with all what I do besides the spirituality, is the time pressure that I put upon myself, because, you know, I like to try to accommodate as many people as possible. And I like to, you know, you like to pull through. But then you want to know something? I started to actually shift gears in my life where, you know, when somebody says, I need this done right away, I need it done right away. And I look at my schedule just doesn't allow it. And I just say, you know what, the next time I have it, it's not for another week and a half, or it's not for 2 weeks. I said, I can't do anything about it. Because when I look at my schedule and it's jam-packed, there's not a damn thing that I could do about it. And
well, that's because you like to help a lot of people. You do put yourself under that little stress, you know?
Yeah.
You're the same way as I am. We want to help as many people as we can. We want to not only do our meat and potatoes job that you have to do because you have to survive, but we also want to get as much as the job that we love to do, which is our spiritual work, in there. So it, you know, it's kind of like juggling two lives until we get to the point where we can just sit back and make our appointments and help people and have our radio show and have many people call in to get free readings. And, you know, we could actually at that time be what I would call mentally, physically, and spiritually satisfied.
It's very important to keep yourself organized and balanced. And a lot of times, you know, people a lot of times will ask, you know, what should we do? You know, I'm financially in dire straits or whatnot. And this is about, you know what, you're going to have to give up your social time. You're going to have to give up time from being with your kids, and you're going to have to get that other job. If not, you're going to have to be more efficient at doing what it is that you do for a living to try to generate more income. But a lot of times people just sit there, try to do exactly what they're still doing. And with the open time that they have, they end up stressing out about their finances. So unless if you do something about it, you're going to be staying stuck your whole life until you actually start to become proactive, like you were saying.
But you know something, Artie, you have to understand too, that it's very hard to make that first move, that first change.
It is. It's a commitment. It yes. really is. Before we go to break, really quickly, what is your phone number so if people want to get a personal reading from yourself?
My number is 908-500-1474.
And mine is 877-ANGEL-02. So stay tuned, everybody, because right after this commercial break, Sky and I are going to be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings, and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're here with Sky and Artie, and we're ready to take on a wonderful caller, Brenda from Mayville. How are you?
How are you?
Absolutely marvelous. What's going on, Brenda?
Nothing. I saw you a couple months ago, and I just wanted to call up. I just been a little depressed lately, and I didn't know if you saw anything positive coming soon.
As far as anything positive, hold on a second. Well, a lot of times you have to get out of your own way because, you know, when you start to do things for yourself, it's very important that so long as you're putting certain positive actions or positive thoughts in action, you have to allow things to, start to happen. A lot of times we become very disappointed when things don't happen yesterday enough. And we want it to happen yesterday. And so long as you start to do things that are supporting your feelings, it really is very important. You know, hold on a second. And you got to stop to try to be a people pleaser so much. That's one of your bigger issues also, is that you're trying to make everybody else happy and you're not putting your own personal feelings or your own personal life, you know, as a priority. And, you know, how can you help out other people? You know, how can you save other people that's in the water if your boat is drowning? You have to make sure that your boat is very secure before you start helping out other people, you know?
You know something, Brenda? Right. Have you lately been pulled into any kind of circumstances where there's been a lot of drama?
Not really.
No? Well, watch for that in the future. Are you working, honey? Do you have too much time on your hands?
No.
I'll tell you this. What I'm getting is that you need to start becoming a little more, step out of your comfort zone. All right? Start doing things a little more out of your comfort zone. Because a lot of times people are so, like, set in their ways, like horse blinders. They're set in their ways, and that they're afraid to try new things, or they're afraid to try to meet new people. And so this is all about being a little more creative and about taking more risks and expanding yourself, and that's when you're going to start to find happiness. But when you keep on playing the same game plan and the same game plan, and it's turned into be a routine and like nothing's really changing and nothing's happening, it's not until you start to take a little more risk in life that you're going to start to see the kind of changes, you know, that you want to experience. But you want to know something? Within a year's time, you're going to hear somebody talk to you about either wanting to go out to Arizona or Las Vegas. But I see a potential opportunity going out in that section of the country.
Okay. If I might add something to that, I feel as though you're dragging yourself. And that depression could come because of a physical ailment. Are you taking vitamins? Have you gone to the doctor for a blood test lately?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm always
is everything okay? Because I do see
no,
that.
No, I'm a diabetic.
Okay. Okay. Have your sugars been right on target? I don't think so.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that you're spiking a little at times. And that could set
probably.
You into a depression, too. But it's easy to change, you know? It's easy to change. My husband's a diabetic, and he does suffer from depression. It's just one of the horrible side effects of being a diabetic. But I noticed that if you go ahead and shake up the balls, as we say, or find something to do, that's a little bit different, out of your comfort zone. Like Artie said, I think you're going to find that your sugars are going to be more stable. You're going to get more exercise, and you're going to feel a lot better.
You got to start talking to yourself and say, "What can I do? What can I do for myself to like do things, like to change things up, or wake up a little earlier and going for a walk?
Yes,
or staying out of your home area and going out and about, like whether it be to the park or to the beach or to wherever it may be, but just to stay out of your element. So, you know, if you're feeling depressed, but you got to start to do things and change things up if you want to see, you know, if you want to see a difference.
Right.
You know, and you should be enthusiastic about it. You know, overall, you do have your health. You're allowed to go wherever you want. You're allowed to do whatever you want. You know, there's nothing really stopping you. It's just that things aren't happening just the way you want. You know, you put in half-ass effort, you're going to get half-ass results. And you know what?
Right.
Self-pity is not going to buy you crap. You know, and life isn't fair. Right. You just got to do what you got to do and, you know, and be lighthearted about it. But don't see yourself and live your life as a victim.
Are you involved in a relationship? Are you married?
I'm married.
Okay. Maybe you can put a little spice there. Maybe things are getting a little, you know, every day, too much work, too many responsibilities. Maybe it's time for you and your husband to just kick back a little and have some romantic time together. And that could really change your outlook, too. I'm feeling as though you're not getting enough of that. And it's really not your fault. It's the fault of everyday life. But if you make a conscious effort to put some time aside for just you and your husband, I think that's going to really change your way of looking at things, you know?
You want to know something?
Right.
A lot of beautiful songs, you know, it's poetic. It sounds nice poetically, like you're my everything. You know, one of my favorite songs is by Barry White. You're my first, you're my last, you're my everything.
Oh, I love it.
But you want to know something? When you make your partner your everything, that's really not too healthy, believe it or not, because you have your friends, you have your kids, you have your life, you have your work life. You have there should be a lot of different outlets to help make you, you know. And I said to one of my partners in life one time, you know, back before I was married, but, you know, and she was complaining that she felt like, you know, she wasn't as a part of my life that she wanted to be. And I said, honey, you want to know something? You're my steak of my meal. That's what you are. You're my steak. But I need my French fries. I need my soda. I need my corn. I need my potatoes. I need my dessert. And, you know, but there's a lot of different people and situations that make my life or make me what happy, that makes me happy. But when you put all your energy just into one person, and they're not fulfilling your needs emotionally, financially, whatever it may be. But if they're not all fulfilling your needs, you're putting too much of yourself and you're making them fully responsible, you know, for your happiness. But then again, if you do love somebody and they're not giving you enough or whatever, again, like Sky said, it's about, you know, maybe trying to spice things up. And if you're not feeling it for them, like, I don't care if I do spice things up, they still don't, you know, rock my world, then this is a time for you to make changes. You know, but don't make anybody else responsible for your life. You're responsible for your life. You call your shots.
I actually do see changes in her life very soon.
Yeah, because we just spoke to her.
I do see some positive changes in your life coming. They're not going to be monumental, but they're going to really be something that's going to really, oh, say this is great, and you're going to be really happy about them, sweetie.
Go to a concert. Go to a concert and just, you know,
as a matter of fact, Long Branch. Long Branch has outdoor concerts. I think it's every Thursday night.
And it's free.
And they're free, freebies. So go after our show.
Yeah.
Go after that. No, but there's a lot of different things that you can do. So, hey, Brent,
right.
Thanks a lot for calling in.
Thanks, Brent.
Thanks.
Good luck, hon.
Bye. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
Bye.
You want to know something? Enthusiasm. And I'm really passionate about everything we were saying.
Yeah, me too.
Enthusiasm is like so key to being happy or being successful. Enthusiasm, a smile, love, it's very, very contagious. But guess what? So is negative energy.
Yeah.
So you gotta, you know, if you want what you say you want, you have to nurture that energy according to whatever direction you're going in.
But also, Artie, you have to be able to know how to keep that enthusiasm. Because, you know, sometimes there's people out there who get very enthused about something, and then all of a sudden, one little glitch in the road, and that enthusiasm is all gone.
Right.
You know?
Well, this is what happens. A lot of people end up making, you know, thinking about, when is the shoe going to fall off, or when is the carpet going to be pulled out underneath, you know? So, but all right, everybody, listen, we're going to be going for a break soon. And so again, Sky, if somebody wants a personal reading from yourself, what should they do?
Just give me a call at 908-500-1474. And my webpage is going to be finished very shortly. And it's Sky of Angels. And please come on, because we're going to have some blogs and things. It's going to be really, really great. So I'd love to see you visit me.
I love that name, Sky of Angels.
Thank you.
I really do. I'm almost jealous. I love that name. All right. So anyway, my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And if anybody wants to call in for a free reading, just call 800-930-2819. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Serving all of New England and beyond for several years, it's Twin Cedars Used Trucks on the way to the casino, Route 2 North Stonington. Twin Cedars now has trucks with interchangeable bodies. They also have excavating equipment, dump trucks, flatbeds, and other equipment and accessories to suit your needs. The Northeast has a thriving and fast-paced construction business that always requires the best. Twin Cedars has what you're looking for with the equipment demanded for the industry. Henry Watson and the staff know their customers by name and offer personal service. The phone number for Twin Cedars Used Trucks is 860-535-2822. That's 860-535-2822. Twin Cedars Used Trucks on the way to the casino, Route 2 in North Stonington, Connecticut.
Colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
We'll be right back.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky. And one of some of it's funny, you know, every single time I go to get gas, or I go to get go to the 7-Eleven or the mini marts or anything like that, you know, of course they're mostly run by Indians, which, you know, totally fine, Indians, which is totally fine. And everyone, you know, naturally, I don't know if they ever do this to you. They, every time I go to pay them, they go, "Okay, boss. All right, boss. Thank you. All right, take care, boss." So I said to this one fellow, I said, "Well, being that I'm the boss," I said, "take the day off." I said, "I'm giving you the day off with pay." I said, "I'll have the other guy take care of things. You just relax. You don't have to do a damn thing. I'm the boss."
You know what I feel bad? I don't understand them, and I make them repeat themselves constantly, and I feel like such a jerk. They're trying their best. I can't understand the word they're saying. So I just go, "Okay, yes, yes. Oh, $1 million, yes, yes."
That is too funny. Or you know what? I was thinking of something funny. It's like, you know, just to screw with people's heads, you know, like in the morning time, just say, "Hey, good night." And at night time, "Okay, see you. Good morning. Have a good morning." Just screw with their heads.
Oh, gosh.
Or you know what? You call up a pizzeria. Okay. And give them the, and you know, make an order, a delivery to another pizzeria to the address. You sit out there. You sit out there. I don't know. This is my playful mind. No,
listen,
don't do that.
Funny.
I'm just
that's
joking
funny.
Around.
That
this was
good.
Just
but
my
you know
little comedic mind.
You know what? They're hip to that now. So they call you back. Well, every order that I make to a pizzeria always comes out no less than $120.
What?
Yes. No
less. How many people are you?
Well, I'm three and five, and usually when I call for pizza, there's a couple more. So we get three pies, and one of them has to be a white pie. And then we get steak, what do they call that? Philly steak rolls.
Yeah.
They are. They're
very good.
They're ridiculously delicious. So we get two or three of those. And then we get eggplant parm rolls. And then we get a couple of other pizza rolls and this, that, and the other thing. By the time you just in turn with soda and tax and dip, $125.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. The only time I spend $125 is when I'm at a really nice restaurant. It's almost like a fast food or to order. No, I've never even come close to that. But yeah, have I spent a lot of money, you know, when I go to New York restaurants
sure.
or go out for a nice, you know, romantic dinner and stuff? Easily $100 at least, you know? So, I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, after a few drinks, your bill is like halfway.
Right.
Halfway up there. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you don't even think about it. You know, you're having a good time. You're eating. But I'm the type of person, like it happened the other day. We were in Long Branch, and we're having a really, really nice meal. And we're sitting outdoors because they have an outdoor section at McLoone's. And thoroughly enjoying myself, enjoying the meal. And I'm looking at all the desserts that go by. And they have that hot fudge brownie with the vanilla ice cream and the Tall House cookie. One of my favorites. My stomach was so full. I'm already thinking about how am I going to make it and enjoy it without killing myself. And I couldn't do it. I didn't order it because my stomach. So I've learned to pay attention to my stomach. And if I am too full, I don't force feed myself to have dessert because it becomes annoying.
Yes.
So I'll usually have like maybe another seltzer water at the end. Charity likes her espresso or cappuccino. I'm not a coffee person. And then I'll have seltzer water or hot tea with lemon is what I like to do.
If I may say something to our beautiful audience out there, if you go on Artie's Facebook, you will absolutely see a beautiful day. Artie looks very handsome, and so does Charity. She looks beautiful, and they look like they're having a great time. And that was at McLoone's.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people.
I love that.
Yeah. A lot of people commented. Yeah, it was nice. It really was. I got news for you.
I'm so jealous.
I'm always happy when I'm by the ocean. Always. I mean, when I'm by the ocean and to look at the ocean and to hear the sound of the waves and everything, I am like totally sedated.
Oh,
wow. It's like when I'm up on a ski mountain. Seriously, if I'm skiing and if I'm up on a ski mountain, all my problems, all my worries just leave me. I can't explain it. It just leaves me. No matter what's going on in my life, when I'm on top of a mountain and I could see nothing but rolling hills and snow-capped mountains and I'm just going down, it's like nothing bothers me. It's unbelievable. And, so I'm very grateful for nature and what God gives us.
You are so connected to the earth. Yeah. We all are connected to the earth more than you know, more than you really understand. And what Artie's feeling, that feeling of euphoria when he's by the water up on mountains, is God's way of saying, here's the tranquilizer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it could be with, you know, when you're looking at nature, you're looking at the birds or you're looking at squirrels play. I mean, it's the simple things of life. And a lot of us do forget, you know, all the good things that are going on, that we spend too much time focusing on what's not right or what's not going right in our life or what's not good or what's not healthy. And they forget about the other 80% or 90% of what is going right. And usually people who are perfectionists have a hard time being happy.
They do.
Because they're always looking at what to fix or what's wrong.
Yes. It's
like unbelievable. It's like they're either nervous as hell, they're neurotic.
And I'll tell you why. Because they don't stop to smell the roses. I know it's a cliche. It's as old as the hills. But
there
could be nothing more truthful. Because when you look at those very little things, even a dandelion, did you ever look on your lawn and say, oh, my God, I got to call in the guy. You got to get rid of all these dandelions. My lawn looks like crap. But if you look at a dandelion and you look when that wind blows and how those beautiful little seeds just blow off that dandelion, it's such a miracle.
You know, my daughter took a picture of a dandelion. You know, she's a very good photographer, my daughter. And she takes pictures of the simplest things, or it could even be a blade of grass. She took the most coolest picture of a cell phone from an angle, the way the sun was hitting it, lying on the desk. I mean, if you're into photography, you know, and to take pictures of, you know, like you said, the dandelion. She does. She took a close-up picture, and it was absolutely beautiful, you know. And, you know, something, my ex-wife had a habit of looking at something that totally looked like crap. You know, we'd be in a, say, in a store or an antique place or whatever. And, you know, she'd look at certain stupid little things that were so ugly. And she goes, oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, it's so nice. And I go, are you kidding me? And then she says, no, I could do this to it. And she could see beyond then what's there. And that's their beautiful creative mind, to be able to take a something and to like create this beautiful ambiance around it. And it's amazing. She's done it time and time again. And it's like in the moment I go, oh my God, are you kidding me? And then she makes it beautiful.
And it's always the simplest things that are the most beautiful. My daughter, my youngest daughter, Vanessa, is a photographer. She is so talented. God bless her. She's had absolutely no training at all. She went out about 4 o'clock in the morning one day and she started snapping the sunrise. And the pictures that came out of that were absolutely what I call godlike. They were literally from heaven. They were so emotional. It actually made me cry. Not because she did it, but because of the beauty that I'm losing by sleeping through that every day.
When I wake up in the morning, I think, the sunrise is just drop dead gorgeous. But right now we have a very, very patient person waiting online. Her name is Tina. Hey, Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, I can't believe I'm getting to talk to Artie.
Yes, Tina.
Well, I saw you, Artie, when you were over here in Valley Forge. I hope you're coming back this year.
Well, I hope you're going to invite me again.
And me too.
And Sky too.
You know what I mean? For the expo.
Oh, the expo. Oh, wow. Wow. I totally forgot about that.
We
yeah.
Look into that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I've done that before. And, you know, it's very interesting. I mean, I've had a lot of great times. I met a lot of great people doing the expos and stuff, the spiritual expos. And, but a lot of times it's very draining because, you know, the last couple of shows I did, when I tell you from the moment my butt hit that seat to the time I left 2 days later, 3 days later, I was like nonstop busy. And, it was draining, and there's a lot to do to set that up. But, I mean, overall, like I said, the wonderfulness of meeting so many cool people and seeing all the different spiritual stuff that people do at the conventions. It's a lot of fun. The next one, we'll do together.
I would love
and,
that.
Yeah, that would be really, really awesome. What was your experience? You got a reading from myself or did you just meet me?
Well, I listened to your talk that you gave in that room with like hundreds of people. That I was right in the front row. That was really such a great gift. Thank you. And I did talk to you at your booth, and I met your wife.
Okay. Oh, you met Charity.
And I met Charity, and she was really lovely as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
And she really is.
You want to know something? She's... When I get talking at those, you know, I have the general topic of what I'm going to speak about, you know, whether, you know, about death or about accepting your loved ones who have crossed over and trying to be more on the positive side of life. I really don't know what I'm going to say until the moment happens, you know, and I know there's a lot of, you know, people that need that healing within them. And it's very, very important, I feel, to give people that inside information to let them know that their loved one is okay, and to help it look at things from a healthy perspective, and to say to God, you know, thank you for giving me those years with my loved one who has passed away. Thank you for giving me those years, rather than from the perspective of God, how dare you take away my, you know, relative, how you take away my best friend, how you take away my, how dare, you know, they're so angry, rather than appreciating all the good years that, you know, God has given for the two of you to be together. And everything is a perception. And, you know, I've lost a couple of very, very close people in my life, as has Sky. And, you know, and I think it's very important to try to, you know, express a little sunshine with a healthy perspective to people, you know, to let them know that God really does care about everybody. And it's very difficult when you're going through it. And a lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, sure, easier said than done.
Right.
You know, and now they're laughing and their eyes just popped and said, oh, my God, I can't believe you just said that.
Right.
You know, but they said, you know, but a lot of times when you go through these hurts and these pains, when you could learn to embrace what has happened, you could help a lot of other people who are going through grieving process.
Yeah.
You know, and because you've experienced it yourself. And it's really important for other people to let them know that they're not the only one. But Tina, I want you to hold on for a second because we're going to go to a commercial break, but we'll talk more with you in just a moment. Sky, really quickly, what's your phone number?
908-500-1474.
Yeah, if you wish to get a personal reading and connect directly to your loved one who has passed away, give her a call. Sky is excellent. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And go to MickeyMouse.com. I'm only kidding. Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break. Stay tuned, T. Late in the evening, and all the girls out on the stoops, yeah. Then I learned to play some lead guitar. I was underage in this funky bar, and I stepped outside to smoke myself a J.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hey, Tina, are you still there?
I'm here.
Was there a quick question? Because
We have one more caller after you, but you're allowed one quick question or if you wanted to make a statement. And by the way, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on air and saying those beautiful words. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it was really the truth. So the biggest thing right now is my right knee. I had this fall over the winter in the snow. My ankle was fractured. I had to wear this boot. And my knee is taking so long to heal. And I went to a new physical therapist this week to see if he's much better than where I was. He's a much better PT. But he was saying he thought that maybe my knee had like a torn ACL. And that is like the last thing that I need right now. I thought I'd ask, do you have any... Is it just because it's been weak and wearing the boot?
You know what? When you were speaking about your ankle, I pictured your ACL. You know what?
You want
to have a an MRI of that knee. Ask him to do one for the meniscus and the ACL, because I do believe you have a small tear in the ACL. And that sometimes happens not only from the fall, but now you're not walking balanced. So you're putting too much pressure, let's say, on the other leg and not enough on the other one. So you're off balance a little bit. So I would have that checked. And I would suggest a lot of vitamin D.
When you're laying down, you need to, and I'm seeing this intuitively, when you're laying down, you need to put like a Tootsie Roll pillow underneath your knee to give it, you know, that leverage and that support. And it'll help you relax, even maybe while you're sleeping if you can. To put, you know, something underneath your knee so that, like I said, it will create the flow of energy. It will be much easier on your legs.
Are you having any problems with your arm?
No.
How about your side, like the side, like under your arm?
Well, the hip, I mean, the SI joint on the same side is... part of this issue, and I just don't want to have any surgery. It's just my whole life has been on hold, and I just want to get going again and all that, and it's just a downer if I have anything like an ACL issue. I thought maybe you guys could check it. And,
well,
you know, I don't think it's...
If you do have an ACL issue, do not even... I don't know if they're giving you physical therapy right now, but actually physical therapy can make that worse, and I'm getting that from Spirit. So if you are doing any kind of physical therapy, I would be very careful either not to do it or to do it very minimally, very uninvasively when it comes to the knee area.
All right,
oh,
sweetheart, we have
worse.
To go, okay? And I want to thank you so much for calling in.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, take care, hon. All right, we have Anne from Edison. Anne?
Hello, Artie. I called in last week and asked for a message from the universe, and we didn't have enough of time, and you and Sky said you had a lot more to say, so I thought I would call today to see if I got in, and I did.
But you want to know something? Cool. But we only have like 2 minutes until we have to wrap the show. So I guess it's just not meant to happen. But,
really?
You know, but
okay,
you know,
well, that's all right.
You know, what
I'll
I want to do,
again.
Because you were nice enough to call back, and I don't want to feel rushed with time. Sky, what do you have an email that you could?
Yes.
What's your email?
My email is sky@skyofangels.com. And you can just give me a little email, a little heads up on what it was. I believe it was you're putting your feelers out there for business.
I asked for a message from the universe, and you both saw me doing spiritual and also the business you said last week.
Right, right. And you said you weren't really getting into spiritual quite yet because you were... you were doing something with a job?
Right.
Right. And you were actually your own, you're an entrepreneur, you're going out on your own?
Exactly. I have been. I'm self-employed. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. now I remember you. Yeah. But you want to know something? You need to email Sky, and she'll give you more insight because we have to wrap up the show now.
Sorry about
no
that.
No problem. So that's skyofangels.com.
I have some things to tell you.
Okay, that's Sky at skyofangels.com, right?
Correct.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, hon. Take care.
Thanks for calling back.
All right, everybody. You know, I kind of like this in the evening. I like it a lot better.
It feels more
relaxed. I just feel in the flow of things a lot more today. And but in any case, I'd like to say upon everyone who's listening, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you. May God reward you and grant you lots of peace, love, and serenity. Upon you, your family, and friends, may God bless you with perfect health, happiness, and prosperity, and may all your dreams come true. Believe in your angels. Believe in God.
Yes.
Just put it out there. I promise you, your angels and God are listening, but you just need to communicate to them, and you will see results.
And thank God. Thank God every day. Even if he doesn't come through for you right away, acknowledge that he's there, acknowledge you know he's there, and just continue to ask and thank him. Even if he doesn't give you anything right at the moment that you need it, it'll come.
Don't be afraid to ask for a sign.
Right.
All right? So until next week, everybody, may God bless you. Yes, may God bless you. And we will speak to you, well, next week. next week, we're going to do a two-hour show from 5 to 7. So listen,
Ooh, from 5
to 7. It's going to be a two-hour show from now on. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care and God bless.
Thanks, everyone. God bless.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. Tune in to the hottest psychic with the warmest heart every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And call 1-800-930-2819 to ask your questions. Artie is a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker. He has helped over 15,000 people with his intuitive gifts by communicating with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02, and visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. See you next week.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.